Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Every time I make it here. Yeah, that's the Tramps. Disco Inferno right here on the Wise Words with Wingon Show. Hey, thank y'all for listening in this morning. It's a thirsty Thursday, and we're going to give you a sip of this melody. How about that? Drink up. This toast is for you.
Can me feel
Yeah, that's Shalimar right there with For the Lover in You. Hey, we didn't have a topic today. Today's Thirsty Thursday, and we're giving the world a sip of this melody. You know, you can still call in at 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. It's the Wise Words of One Gold Show, and it's a Thirsty Thursday. And you get a good show.
To the Don out of Wilmington, North Carolina, tuning in with DJ One Gone.
Yes. Man, I done broke my glasses again. Anybody know where I can get a new pair? Well, I suggest you go to Suggested Eyewear at 2251 Florin Road, Suite 137 in South Sacramento. Or call Miss Aisha at 916-695-0396. That's 916-695-0396. Suggested Eyewear. Get there. Thanks, man. I'm gonna get right on over there.
Yeah, that's the sound of Carl Carlton, Bad Mama Jamma. Hey, I got a couple of birthdays out there today, and they some bad mama jamma. Miss Gussie Lee, happy birthday to you, love. Also today is Victoria Darrington's birthday. Happy birthday, niece. You're 31. You done grown up. I done watched you grow. Hey, I'm surprised that the world don't even know your name. I'm going to tell them your name. It's Mo Bounce in the house. Hey, she done came a long way, y'all. If you know Victoria, she is putting it down for our people. She has a nonprofit that is touching the world. She has a program coming up called The Village. It's the second annual. I was at the first one, DJed that, yeah. And she's got the second one coming up. So you guys might want to go to her page, Victoria Darrington. Tell her happy birthday and ask a few questions, huh? She's a young lady doing big things. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. I could talk about Victoria and I could talk about Judy, but I'm going to talk about Oshie right now.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Oh, sailor.
Ready for the world, y'all. Ready for the world. That's ready for the world. Oh, Sheila. I told you we could talk about Betsy, Susie, and Carol. But right now we talk about Sheila. And you know what, Sheila? Sheila?
Hello?
Just for you. You're riding aboard the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It's a Thirsty Thursday, and we're giving you a sip of this melody right here, right now.
You're a very special part of my life. You're the one that I adore. You are my cherry amour. I've been looking for
I'm too blind on self.
Couple of calls says, man, you sure throw one on for Sheila. Who is Sheila? Man, Sheila, my little sister. Sheila Monique Levette the West Poop. That's right, that's my little sister. Matter of fact, she finna turn 50 coming up. God dog. Ooh, she ain't my little sister no more. It's the Wise Words of What Goes Show. You can call and wish something to somebody or request something for somebody right here on the Wise Words of What Goes Show. Request lines are open. The numbers, 347-205-9722. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Let me go right here to the phone line. LP?
I forgot to explain it now.
Hey. So, look, Monique told me, she said, on the show Friday, is LP got my back? I said, well, he said he did. He said whatever I do. When I first told him about it, then he said he got your back. She said, okay, now, well, make sure LP got my back, and let's do this. I said, okay, well, you know what? I better call over LP, and you know what? I got busy with these kids and forgot about it. But LP, most of you better have her back.
Oh, Monique?
Yes, sir.
I got her back. What, is she okay? I've seen her just a couple days. I've seen her a couple days ago at my sister's house.
No, not your niece, Monique. Momo at the door at the Delta King.
Is that right? I got her.
Let me give y'all something to listen to while I talk to you.
All right.
Let's go.
Oh,
Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. Laid back kind of guy. You know what, man? I hope y'all laid back this morning, man. You know, last night in the healing circle, it got deep. Yes, it did. We got to talking about the shooting and our youth. I had to ask that question. How many of you youth have ever had thoughts of hurting other people such as this young man did? And you'd be surprised, y'all. Stay tuned and find out how many felt that way.
To the Don out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Tuning in with DJ One Gone.
That's the wonderful sounds of Mary J. Blige from the 411 album. It's called My Love, right here on the Wise Words One Girl Show. Hey, I'm spreading my love across the nation, showing up hills, and I hope that you're feeling what I'm spilling. It's a thirsty Thursday, and we're giving the world a sip of this melody. I'm DJ One Girl, and we're putting it down for our town. Sack down, stand up. I'm going to the phone line one more time. I got a couple of friends of mine on the line. Hey, LP.
Yep.
So, look, LP, last night we had a healing circle, and, you know, we were talking about a lot of issues because it's a healing circle. And so we were talking about the mass murder out there in Florida, where a young man knocked down about 17 people, and it wasn't nothing nice, but it happens, and it's going to happen again if we don't reach some of these youth where they're at and give them an uplift and some encouragement to do better. Hey, LP, what's going on out here in this world, man?
Man, I don't know. My kids are grown. My grandkids are my concern right now. What are we going to do here? Do we have to build a fortress around the schools? What would it take? They want to arm the teachers, and they want to arm the principals. I'm going to tell you, I see too much and nothing wrong with that, and there's a whole lot wrong with it. These shooters are going in there. They just aim it, put the barrel in front of somebody and shoot them. They don't care. Now, if they could say they're going to do this, you shouldn't say it. Shut your mouth and just do it, because now it's going to draw the shooter going to want to shoot. They're not going to shoot kids. They're going to start shooting them. Why? Because they know they got guns. Maybe, just maybe, it'll stop it altogether. Just maybe they'll know, well, if I go in here with a gun, somebody might shoot me. It may stop. So I don't know. That's the fork in the road. That's the turn. Which way do you go? Which way do you go? But all I do know is that let's do it like they got it in the airport. Okay, you bring any electric device through there and it beep. Check them. Check their toenails. Check their fingernails. And check their hair. Okay, if you're gonna do it to the extreme. If you can't do it, then they're gonna keep knocking our kids down. They're gonna knock our grandkids down. Some of them already have. It's a hard road to hold. You can't. It's hard to say, because if you say what you're gonna do and put it out there, they are ready for that. Nobody was ready for what they were doing.
Right.
To our kids, but they're gonna be ready for that. So the first head, the first body gonna fall. Is an adult. Wow.
So check this out, man. So you go to a school where you know ain't nothing but some babies at, though. You know these babies ain't got no guns. So the first thing about that is the psyche of the person that goes to that school to
do
such damage.
That's
what it is. That's what it is. So, yeah,
exactly.
Thank you, LP. Look, let me go over here to Massachusetts and see what them people got to say. You there, DJ Brooklyn?
Yes, sir. Sure, I am here, Mr. Wangeezy. How are you and your listening audience doing today?
Oh, man, we blessed, man. We blessed. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? I've just been practicing my mixing, and I've been showing my team how that I'm going to increase their market value as artists should they choose to do music or journalists as reporters. So we're in Springfield, but my team is in Hartford. Like I told you, Alessandra Martinez, I met her out here, but she worked on television in Hartford, and they seen her execute a play that they watched me draw up and saying all of their names. The people that I kick it with here in Springfield, and they watched it today live, and I'm still with them. So basically, it's like
when you go forward a little, you go a little forward a little bit at a time. When you go backwards at the speed of light. But they actually got to see the forward progress that we made. So I'm
right on. So watch this. We talking about this mass murder right now. I understand, man. We're gonna catch you tonight. Call tonight. We're gonna uplift you. You can talk about who you representing. I know you wanna talk about rap a lot, Scarface and all the stuff they got going on. Plus you got that new scene out there in Hartford, Connecticut. But right now, I said right now, man, we talking about what's going on out there in Florida, man. Cause our kids is lost, bruh. We tapping in today. So can you tap in or we going to tap out?
I can tap in.
Well, tap in.
Well, I've seen the situation and it pretty much disgusted me that a child was really just pushed to that, to just picking up a weapon and go killing a bunch of innocent people. But at the same time, I can't be mad at the law enforcement people for actually placing him into custody and not killing him. You know, so my opinion may be different than a lot of other people's opinion, but it's my opinion. And that's what makes America great. Everybody have the right to voice their opinion and express how they feel. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, you feel me? I'm not hurting anybody else.
Well,
when
this man knocked down 17 people.
Yeah, he killed them, and which made him wrong, which made the police arrest him. I'm not wrong in my opinion because I don't feel like the police should have killed him. I don't believe that that's the police job to kill that man. The second he stopped being an active shooter, it's their job and their priority to place him into custody. Anything
right.
less, anything less would have really been civilized. Uncivilized and really going against the strength of our laws and our Constitution. There's a difference between being morally wrong and being ethically wrong and being legally wrong.
Okay. So I'm not trying to cut you off and I'm giving you that moment, but I'm saying like this. I've seen some people ain't had no gun get knocked down. I've seen a man reach for his ID and get killed on live, Philando, out there in front of his woman, his baby, and all that. And I ain't trying to, you know, start no mess or nothing, but I've seen different people die for different situations. And this one right here, it just says a lot. That's all. You know, I ain't disagreeing with you because this show ain't about being trying to disagree with anyone. But we do all have views and points, and your point is taken. But your point is taken. But, man, this brother, hey, just like the little guy that knocked down them nine in that Baptist church, you know, he they took him to Burger King for real, for real. For real, for
they
real.
They took him to Burger King for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
and then, you know, go ahead.
As an officer that actually had to take a life, had to take lives in the line of duty during the course of my duty. I don't think that I should have been arrested. I believe that I stayed focused. I maintained with the parameters of my mission within the scope of my warrant, and I kept the attack focused to the suspect, the target. Once I got the suspect, once I got the target, you didn't see me having violent encounters with anyone else. I got on the bus, I came back home, and I went to my chief, and I did what they call debriefing. Some people say, oh, you know, I seen him kill this man violently. There was a struggle. How can he be the police? Sometimes police have to kill in defense of others. That's
okay.
All I'm saying, and I appreciate you for saying I'm not disagreeing with you, and I appreciate you saying, okay, you just giving me an opportunity to voice my opinion. Of the things that
yes,
I went
sir.
Through as it relates to what you got going on.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. You know, it's all love. I love my brother. That's DJ Brooklyn all the way out there in Springfield, Massachusetts, live reporting on the Wise Words with One Gun Show. Hold on, baby. Hey, LP, I think you pushed the one. Did you push the one you want to say something or something?
Yep. I'm here, Tim.
You see? Okay, so did you have something to add to that before we get back to this live broadcast and
yes,
this music?
Yes.
I was something he said really struck me. That's why I was hitting to get in and out of the queue with you. I'm here with my doctor. Can't recall what it was. I could still talk, but it really okay. Here we go. If they're going, if a kid is going to do adult things, what do you think you should trouble him as? Okay. Now, on the same hand, I want to retract a little bit of that and say this about that: the younger they are, and you cap and you catch them and arrest them for that type of crime, you need to know what's going through their young mind. It's easier to open their minds up than an adult. Now, if you catch an adult, you caught the mass murder in Vegas, in my opinion, there's no trial needed. You caught him red-handed. So why waste the taxpayers' money or time? Look how long we had that boy in prison, and he finally died. Charles Manson, you hear me? Who paid for that all them years? We did. If you catch him red-handed, give it to him. And now I ain't talking about freedom. If it's a young kid to get in his mind, maybe we can straighten some things out. But if you catch him dead to rights, try him. You got to start getting rid of him because people going to jail and they're doing the same thing in jail what they doing on the street. The difference is they in jail. You can get the best drugs and everything
telling,
else.
Are you telling the truth there?
I'm not lying to
they
you.
They got
man,
cell phones in the jail. Hey, they got cell phones, microphones, and all kinds of stuff up in that jail, man.
They get anything we want on the street and live better and get a dental plan and everything. Come on. I'm making, I almost want to go to jail, but I love my freedom too much.
Say it again, man.
When you catch an adult, and you got him and you did the right, why waste your time on a trial? That money can go to finding out, helping the young youth. And Tim, when you got time, hit me. I need to talk to you. I think I got someone that really needs to be in your healing circle, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So okay. Watch this. I appreciate my big brother. That's my big brother, Lawrence. And, man, one thing I know about him, man, he going to come from the gut of his heart, gut of his belly and the bottom of his heart to the top of his heart with love, man. Because, man, we need love around here, man. It's the Wise Words with One Girl Show. DJ Brooklyn dropped y'all a line, man. Y'all know what he's doing out there. Go check him out. Go to his Facebook. You know, go wherever he might be. Go to, and he'll be there. Hey, I'm Doug Rasslin, but we got you the Ear Hustle. Here he is from Mr. Henry Hawthorne, all the way from Ohio.